L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Just returned from the Americas. He was in Buenos Aires for a presentation, an alarming presentation of X number of months to go for Argentina to show success to the world about its economy. We turn to Venezuela, another country that's troubled, but it's not looking to show success. It's looking to show control, power. A headline in the Wall Street Journal: Venezuela calls for election in which president wouldn't face viable candidate. Announcement caps weeks of increased repression as Maduro regime calls Biden administration's bluff that U.S. would reimpose sanctions. That subhead needs explication. Professor, as I recall, our conversation about Venezuela turns on the opposition candidate, Ms. Machado, challenging Nicolas Maduro, the dictator, the illegitimate president. Right now, this news includes the fact that the courts have banned Machado from participating. Last time we talked about this, the U.S. had said, if you do that, then we're reimposing sanctions. That looks like what this word bluff is about. What sanctions, and what are Maduro's options if the sanctions are reimposed? Does that cut him off from the oil market again? Thank you.
Thank you, John. Well, this is really the latest chapter, in my judgment, of a series of activities in which the Maduro regime, which has virtually absolute power and control over institutions and those who are affiliated with the project, people like Jorge and Delcy Rodriguez, are really toying with the United States and toying with the opposition in search of getting as much sanctions relief as possible, and at least extending that relief for their own political ends and to keep the money flowing in as long as possible. But as you pointed out, what had happened previously is there had been a desire of the Biden administration, principally led by the former U.S. National Security Council Country Director Juan Gonzalez, to try to offer, say, hey, if you move towards meaningful elections, democratic elections, we will release some of the sanctions in advance to show our good faith. That just has not turned out well. Over the past year, essentially, the U.S. Dropped a broad series of previous sanctions on Venezuela, opening up the floodgates for many to begin buying lots of Venezuelan crude oil and beginning to invest in future oil production. This was not only U.S. companies like Chevron and European companies like Repsol and Eni, but a broad variety of others. And so under what's called general licenses, which were given 6 months, essentially, those transactions began to pour money into the Maduro regime. Meanwhile, the vague commitments that were made in Barbados, known as the Barbados Agreements or Accords, to the U.S., from day one, the Maduro regime, made fun of them. The key one was open elections, allowing the opposition to choose their candidate. The candidate which was chosen in primaries that the opposition had to do themselves in their own voting places without any Venezuelan help, and with every effort by the Venezuelan government to impede them, chose literally by a margin of something like 80-90%, Maria Corina Machado, experienced politician, engineer by training, charismatic. I think when Maduro saw the record turnout and the record vote of support for her and in her charisma, he started getting worried. And so there had been previously what was called an inhabilitation, a disqualification, basically saying that, because she had been convicted of previous trumped up charges, that she was ineligible to run. This had become an issue. The U.S. said, well, if you don't allow her to run as you've promised, then we're going to think about reimposing sanctions. And this has gone on for a number of months. And indeed, Maduro has actually doubled down, including arresting and adding additional charges for various different reasons against people associated with Machado, including arresting some of them. And so really, this is the latest step. The U.S. had said, okay, well, you promised elections by the end of 2024. And so basically, Maduro said, okay, we're going to have elections essentially far earlier than we'd proposed, July 28th, just a couple months from now, where you know the Venezuelan Supreme Court, which is run by Chavez, Maduro loyalists, had previously said, well, no, we're not going to allow Machado to run. And so it appears that they're doubling down. They're going forth with even earlier elections without giving the opposition a viable candidate, and frankly, without giving the opposition time to organize, and without any guarantees that there is freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Matter of fact, Venezuela just the other day kicked out the latest news organization, Deutsche Welle, from the country. I think there's a total of something like 300 organizations, news organizations that have been shut down. And so essentially moving towards early elections without an opposition candidate, without conditions on the ground for opposition expression or organization, without guarantees that the Venezuelan gangs, the colectivos essentially bully people in support of Maduro, will allow adequate attendance of the opposition dominated election sites. And so it looks like we're moving towards another rigged election. If there's one interesting element of all of this perhaps related to the way that this has played out, Juan Gonzalez, who was one of the architects of this policy for the Biden administration, it was announced that he was stepping down. A very experienced person close to the Biden administration that I know well, Dan Erickson, who was previously Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Latin America, will be stepping into that role. And so it'll be interesting to see how this new look having Dazda Erickson there providing his input into how to manage the situation, how this may change the tone of how the Biden administration reacts to this latest bad faith maneuver by the Maduro administration.
I note that Russia is watching. Patrushev, who is the security minister most looked upon as a possible successor to Putin in the future, was recently in both Havana and Caracas. And the headline in the U.S. News and World Report, Putin ally pledges Russian help in countering U.S. and Latin America. So Maduro has friends in the axis of resistance. Does this lend him power? Can they override the sanctions of the U.S. in some fashion? I mean, Russia's sanctioned, but it's shipping oil and gas all the time to the part of the world that wants bargains. Is that available for Venezuela?
Well, it's certainly an interesting situation in which, especially since about 2019, 2020, the two major stakeholders who were developing and exporting Venezuelan oil were Russia and China. China backed off a little bit because of the vulnerability of major Chinese oil companies like CNODC, although the Chinese were basically secretly using different military-affiliated companies to take delivery off of Venezuelan oil off of the Straits of Malaysia. The Russians, through a series of their companies, used to be Rosneft, which was subsequently renamed. They were one of the last major stakeholders in Venezuelan oil. They actually were exporting Venezuelan oil to be refined, the heavy oil, in Indian refineries, companies such as Reliance, among others. So the Russians have had a stake in Venezuelan oil for quite some time, as well as security support for the Venezuelans. The Russians have been active in helping the Venezuelans get their S-300 air defense munitions, as well as helping to train and getting Venezuelan armed forces in a better condition to deal with some of the internal organized crime situation and probably other things having to do with the Colombian border and the Guyanese border. So Russian military have been active in low-key ways for quite some time. And indeed, sporadically since the war in the Ukraine began, you've had Russian visits, their vice foreign minister, their vice defense minister, and of course, their foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, who has come at least twice during the previous year.
But Patrushev, the reason I pay attention to him is he's an enforcer. He graduated from FSB. He sits next to Putin in all the meetings. That's why I pay attention to him. He reminds me of, in another fashion, Andropov, who eventually inherited the Soviet Union before the end. That's why I mention him, Professor.
No, absolutely. And Petrushev had played a key role, I believe, in 2018 and prior also with both Venezuela and Nicaragua in the Russian role, as well as Igor Sechin, who is the head of Rosneft, but also is a previous intelligence community partner with Vladimir Putin. And so absolutely the Russian intelligence services and security services play a very key role in working with these, what I like to call threat hosts, actors that are willing to do military and intelligence collaboration with anti-US regimes such as Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba. So absolutely that is a strong indication of the way in which this relationship is about more than just oil. It's about Russia looking to leverage its anti-U.S. friends for its own strategic position in the U.S. near abroad.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.